The Daily Witness is not just a podcast, but originally started as a gospel newspaper. Trevor van Vuren Ministries distributes this newspaper free of charge, paid for by partners and friends. If you have not received a copy of this newspaper in your mailbox, feel free to download a copy from our website, www.thedailywitness.co.za. And now, enjoy today's podcast.
Before we jump into today's message, have you been enjoying these podcast episodes from The Daily Witness? Would you like more? Consider subscribing to The Daily Witness on YouTube for video content and for our Wednesday evening live streams, which takes place at 6:30. We also stream for the Telegram app at the same time. For word, quotes, ministry updates and more, follow us on social media. The Daily Witness is on X, Instagram, and Threads. Faith is what connects us to the Father. So remember, faith comes by hearing. So keep on hearing.
The Bible says in Galatians chapter 6 verse 6, "Let him that receives instruction in the word of God share all good things with his teacher, contributing to his support." Trevor van Vuren Ministries now has Yoko as a payment portal for safe and secure transactions, both for national and international givers. So if you'd like to tithe into this ministry, or you'd like to sow a financial seed, head on over to our website www.thedailywitness.co.za and click on the Giving tab. All contributions that are received goes into furthering the gospel by reaching the lost and training people to live by faith.
And welcome back to the Daily Witness podcast. I'm your host, Andrew van Vuren. Man, God's got an awesome message for you that I really, really want to share with you. I'm excited to do it. It's about divine healing. And so let's get into a word of prayer. Father, Lord, I want to thank you. Thank you. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for what he has done for me. Thank you that he offered himself on that altar for all of us. Oh, Lord, thank you for the finished work of Jesus Christ. And Lord, I pray that you speak through me. Just have your way in this podcast, Lord. Speak through me. Lord, I offer myself up to be used by you to get this message to your people. So Lord, let's just bless this socks off. Lord, we love you in Jesus' holy name. Amen. So Romans chapter 10 verse 17 says, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." And when people hear this, they think that that principle only applies to the Bible. And they think that when they put on a podcast and they listen to that podcast or they watch that teaching, that faith is coming. But that principle also works in reverse. And basically, whoever you're listening to, regardless of the topic, that seed is going into your heart. There are people that have been attending various churches for years, and not every doctrine out there is right. Now, the people that have been going to the wrong churches have been hearing that word preached and hearing it and hearing it. And guess what? Their faith in that area has been growing, and their beliefs in that area have been growing. There's people that watch the news, and we know that there's the wrong type of news out there, and then there's the right type of news. There are some media houses that are corrupt, and they're pushing an agenda. And when people watch these news agencies, they've been filled with hatred, they've been filled with bitterness, and then they go out, and then they continue spreading those lies, etc. This is why it is so important to be very selective on what you watch, who you listen to, what radio stations you listen to. I know in South Africa, there was a radio station that I used to enjoy. And this radio station, these guys really had their heads screwed on right. They spoke common sense. But there was another radio station that I heard of where they used to feel racism. And, you know, that's a massive problem in South Africa. It's that division. There's a spirit of division and hatred and bitterness. And there are some news outlets and some radio stations that keep fueling the hate. Those people are going to be severely judged at the end of the age. I can tell you that right now. But you've got to be very careful who you are listening to. Because if you listen to something long enough, whatever they're putting out is going to get on the inside of you. This is why it is so important to believe God for the right friends. You got to be in the right circles. Listen, there's also great ministers out there that could be teaching the wrong things, and maybe they don't mean to, but it's still unscriptural. You got to be so careful. And put it to you this way, this particular message is talking about the finished work of Jesus Christ in the area of divine healing. So put it to you this way, there are a lot of ministries out there that talk on healing. And, you know, they share scripture and what they're saying isn't wrong, but they come in from the wrong angle. And many times, and I've heard this for myself, many times people preach on divine healing and they talk as if you don't have the healing yet. And they talk as if you got to do all these things. You know, it's kind of like performance based, and there's lots of obstacles that you have to get through to get your healing. And if you're not perfect, you are never ever going to walk in your divine healing, because there's this long list, you know, it's kind of like 633 laws that you got to keep, you know, in order for you to walk in that healing. And that is not scriptural, you know. So I want to start off by reading a verse of scripture to you. You know this verse, you've heard it many times, you can quote it. This is 1 Peter 2:24, and I'm going to be reading it from the King James. It says, "Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes he were healed." So that's 1 Peter 2:24. That scripture is talking about Jesus. Jesus came down here. Jesus took our sin. Jesus took our curse, because the Bible says that sin came to the earth and death by sin. Sin was here first, and then death followed, or should I say the curse followed, and everything that is under the curse came into the earth because sin came here first. You know, I always say this, that sin gave the curse citizenship, you know. And so when Jesus came to the earth and he took our sin, he took the curse that followed. Wherever sin is, the curse is sure to follow. The Bible says that the wages of sin is death, or the wages of sin is the curse. You cannot separate them. Those two are cell buddies, okay? So Jesus came to the earth already. We know he came to the earth already. He came about 2,000 years ago, plus minus. And he already came to the earth. He already took our sin upon him. He already took our sicknesses and diseases. He went to the cross. He was beaten. He was flogged. He was whipped. He was spat on. He did all these things. And then he died for us. He took all that stuff to the grave. He took that stuff right down to the pits of hell. And after 3 days, God raised him from the dead. Hallelujah. And he is seated at the right hand of the Most High. Praise God. So he already did that. That's why the Bible says, by his stripes he were healed. When you get born again, you step into that forgiveness of sins. When you get born again, you receive Jesus, you receive the healer, you receive everything that rightfully belongs to you, but now you got to draw it out. So, you know, if a person's out there preaching that you're still not healed and you're still sick and you got to keep all these laws to get healed, that is wrong. You know, people need to know that by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed already. Because, you know, when you start hearing that long enough, you're going to develop that mindset like, oh my, it is done already. Jesus already went to the grave for me. Jesus already took sickness and disease away from me. He already did that. Now, people hearing this, they might be confused about that. They might be saying, Brother Andrew, how can you be saying that I'm already healed when I'm currently sick, you know? And that's very simple. Healing is a spiritual thing. First of all, Jesus said God is a spirit. And number two, God, who is a spirit, introduced himself as the healer to the Israelites. You can see that in Exodus 15:26. He said, "For I am the Lord that healeth thee." So a spirit was telling people that he is the healer. So divine healing comes out of a spirit and it manifests in our natural body. Doesn't that sound familiar? John chapter 1, verse 1 to 3 and verse 14, how the word became flesh and dwelt among us. So divine healing is first and foremost spiritual, but yes, it ends up affecting our natural. So when I say that you are already healed, I'm saying that God is looking at you through what Jesus has already done for you. And God saw Jesus go to the cross for you. He saw Jesus take on that sickness and disease for you. He saw that. In the realm of the spirit, you are as healthy as can be. And that healing belongs to you. Now, many people are waiting to feel better first before they believe the word. And I can tell you something right now. If you have that mindset, you are not going to receive your healing. You need to receive it first before you get it. Is that scriptural? Yes, it's scriptural. Listen to this. I'm going to read Mark chapter 11, verse 24, and you know the scripture as well. It's a great scripture, to be honest. And it says, "Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them." Do you see? You got to believe that you receive it first before you get it. You're not going to get it first and then believe you receive it later. Faith doesn't work like that. The Bible says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Your faith, if I can say, stands in the gap while your healing is busy manifesting. Your faith's got to be there first before the healing shows up. So many people are waiting to see if they feel better before they praise God. But if you keep meditating on 1 Peter 2:24, you know what's going to happen? You're going to start seeing the truth about your situation. Because I promise you this, today the Bible says, "By his stripes he were healed." Tomorrow, the Bible says, "By his stripes he were healed." Wednesday, the Bible says, "By his stripes he were healed." Thursday, the Bible says, "By his stripes he were healed." Friday, the Bible says, "By his stripes he were healed." Saturday and Sunday, "By his stripes he were healed." Because of what Jesus has done for you, no matter what day it is, no matter what month it is, no matter what year it is, the Bible is going to say the same thing, "By his stripes he were healed," because that's the truth. That is the truth. As a matter of fact, that is the eternal truth. It has been saying the same thing, it's going to say the same thing, and it's always going to remain saying the same thing. And you've got to keep going back to that scripture, regardless of how you feel. And you got to read it and say, "By his stripes, I was healed. I was already healed. Jesus already healed me." You know, the more you hear about the finished work of Jesus Christ, the more you listen to podcasts like this, where I'm talking about you being at the finish line already. There's nothing more Jesus can do for you. Listen to this. If you're laying sick in your bed and you can't even get up, and Jesus walks into the room and you say, "Jesus, please heal me. Please heal me, Jesus. Please heal me." He's going to look at you and say, "I already died for you. I already took that sickness and disease. I already took it. You are already healed. You have to receive what I've already done for you." Do you see how having Jesus here in person isn't going to change your situation? You need to receive what he has done for you already. That's what makes the change. You know, in the Gospels, Jesus always spoke about a person's faith, person's faith, person's faith. He always said, "Your faith has made you whole," or, "As you have believed, so let it be done." Praise God. Your faith counts. You know, if you're waiting for Jesus to turn your life around and you're doing nothing, you're not believing, nothing is going to happen. Jesus already did that for you. I'm reminded of this one man. He was called to ministry, but God had moved him to another city, but he had a heart condition and he wasn't in ministry yet. He was working for a restaurant, if I'm not mistaken, and he had this heart condition, and every now and again, his heart would like almost throw a fit, basically. And what would happen, there was a pipe in his heart that would close up and it wouldn't reopen. And he would collapse and he would have to be rushed to a hospital so they could inject him. And that pipe would just relax and open up again. And it was a very serious condition. And he went upstairs one evening to say goodnight to his daughter. And as he was walking up the steps, that pipe closed in his heart and he dropped to the floor. And he cried out to the Lord and he said, "Lord, just heal me." You know, he was so tired of how he was feeling. He was so tired of letting that thing control his life. And you know what the Lord said? He said, "Son, I already healed you." And then he said, "I want you to start praising me for your healing." You know, do you see how even in a serious situation, we can cry out to the Lord and he's going to say the same thing. You are already healed. You are already healed. You need to accept it. Well, he jumped on that train and he started praising God. There were times where they were rushing him to hospital and he's praising God. And he praised God so much that God healed his heart completely. And he was completely delivered from that condition. So do you see how it matters how you believe? And how do you believe? Well, that depends on what you're listening to. If you are listening to ministers that are convincing you that you're not perfect yet, that you still got sin in your life, that you got to do 101 things, you're never going to get your healing, because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And if you're listening to preachers talk from that angle, how you still got a way to go, that's what you're really going to believe. You're going to put your head down in the evening and say, "Man, I'm nowhere close to my healing." But if you listen to teachings like this saying, "Hey, It's done. It's done. The Bible says, by his stripes, you were healed. Guess what? You are healed. You are healed. You don't have to be perfect. Jesus is our perfection. Jesus already died for us. Jesus already took sickness and disease away from us. Jesus really did come to the earth. I believe that with my whole heart. Do you see how that will change your life if you let it? But you can't be listening to teachings where they're telling you that you're nowhere close, that you still got sin in your life, that God is not going to heal you until you sort out these things. No, that goes against the word. The Bible says, who his own self bear our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes he were healed. Guess what? That is past tense. He were healed. He were healed. He were healed. He were healed. You got to keep saying it to yourself. And you got to keep saying it to yourself. And you got to meditate on the finished work of Jesus Christ. You are healed. You are healed. You are healed. In the mornings when you wake up, quote that scripture to yourself. I am healed. I am healed because of what Jesus did for me. Jesus, thank you for dying for me. Thank you for taking sickness and disease away from me. Thank you for laying down your life so I could live. Praise God. Do you see how your mindset is going to start changing? The Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, what? So is he. You see that? As a man thinketh in his heart. You've got to start thinking about the finished work. You've got to start picturing Jesus on that cross, taking your sin, taking sickness away from you. You know, you've got to develop that mindset of the finished work, because your faith in that is going to grow. And you're going to genuinely come to a point where you say, Jesus, thank you for what you have done for me, regardless of how I feel today, regardless of how I'm going to feel tomorrow. You did this for me. You did this for me. And I thank you, Jesus. I thank you for laying down your life for me. Thank you for being my healer. Thank you for setting me free. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. You see how that has been stirring me up, and I want it to rub off on you. And the only way it's going to rub off on you is if you put it in you. You know, keep listening to the finished work. Keep majoring on the finished work. Keep picturing the finished work. You don't have to fight this war anymore. It is won. It is won. Jesus beat the devil like a drum. It is done. You are on the other side. You are at the finish line. I'm going to say that again. You are at the finish line. Meditate on 1 Peter 2:24. Meditate on this teaching. And if there's other teachings like it, get it. Listen to it. Keep feeding on it. You need to hear that you are at the finish line already, because Jesus has already healed us. It's not like in the Gospels where he said, do you believe I can do this? He didn't die yet. He did not die yet in the Gospels. That's why he would say, do you believe I can do this for you? He's not saying the same thing now. He already died for us. We're not asking Jesus to come down and heal us. We're not doing that anymore. You know, before I end this podcast, I want to share something with you. And I got so excited. Listen to this, you know. I can tell people, and you can tell people, you have been healed for the last 2,000 years. That's plus minus when Jesus came to the earth, plus minus 2,000 years ago. And I know people are going to say, but Brother Andrew, you're not 2,000 years old. Or if you are, what's your secret? You know, we can bottle that stuff. No, yes, I'm not 2,000 years old. But I can tell you this, that healing has been stored up for me for the last 2,000 years. And God gave me an awesome example because he loves me. Listen to this. I don't have kids yet, but I can start a banking account where I can start saving up money for them right now, even before they're born, even before they're conceived. I can start saving up money for them. That money belongs to them, even though I don't even know who they are yet. Do you see that? God did that for us. He saved up healing for us 2,000 years ago. That was ours. It belonged to us. Do you see what I'm saying? Praise God. Man, that got me excited. Well, hope this message healed you. God gets all the glory. I really thank him for preaching through me. Man, I got stirred up, and I'm going to listen to this myself. Praise God. God loves you. We love you. And remember, faith comes by hearing, so keep on hearing.
Hey, everyone. If you enjoyed today's podcast, feel free to let us know by contacting us via our Telegram channel, Trevor Van Vieren Ministries, or send us a message on our Facebook account. And if you liked what our ministry is doing, why not partner up with us and sow into God's vision, which is to bring a printed copy of our newspaper to every house in our city. All funds are used to increase the print run and reach more houses with the good news of Jesus Christ. You can sow via our website at www.thedailywitness.co.za. There you will find a tab called Sow Into a Vision. If you are inside of South Africa, you can use the option of SnapScan. You can download this app free of charge from Play Store or iTunes. If you are outside of South Africa, you can use our option of Give and Gain. We thank you for your faith and generous support. Remember, we love you and Jesus loves you.